You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, soap fans. I've got your Days of Our Lives daily spoilers for next week, February 27th through March 3rd, 2023. And they are closing down February sweeps in Salem with a lot of action. There is so much to see. This week, we saw the big revelation that the three dead ladies are not dead at all. They're just frozen inside tubes over in the Demera labs. I don't even what to call them. I guess they're human popsicles. And we saw that Demera label, which lets you know that there's something up. You know, is this something else going on with Lee Shin? A lot of fans thought Megan Hathaway might have them. Dr. Rolf might be involved. So there's a lot to unpack, and things really hit a high point next week. Starting on Monday, February 27th, 2023, it's season 58, episode 116. Marlena, Kate, and Kayla are going to wake up, not in purgatory, but where their bodies actually are, and they're going to find out that being at the doorway to hell was not great, but this new lab situation might be a lot worse. So out of the frying pan into the proverbial fire, even though it should be the other way around. But wasn't it so fun seeing Doug as the devil and seeing Blake Barris back? That was a lot of fun. So we're going to find out who's actually got these ladies. And the question remains, what is in that urn that Roman Brady is carrying around with him? Because it's not his not so dead wife. Also on Monday, John Black and Steve Johnson come over to talk to Tony and Anna Demera. They're following up on what Orpheus told them, the little tidbit he dropped that saved his life this week. And so Tony and Anna are really surprised when they show up and to hear what they say, but they're on the hunt for that orchid. Now, the big question is that orchid also in the lab where the ladies are? Who knows? Also on Monday, it's Ariane Zucker's 25th anniversary from her launch on Days of Our Lives as Nicole Walker. So we can look for flashbacks and just kind of look back at all her years on the show. Meanwhile, Roman Brady sits down with Eric and tells him, don't give up on Nicole, not yet. Of course, they're in a really bad place since Nicole is playing tonsil hockey with E.J. Demera and Eric is sharing his bed with sketchy lawyer Sloan Peterson. So they have a long way to go, but they have some interactions this week that are crucial. On Tuesday, February 28th, is episode 117, and Nicole has a face-to-face run-in with Eric, and she confesses that he's been on her mind a lot, and he shares that honesty and admits that he's been thinking about her a lot too. Of course, they're really broken, and Valentine's Day made everything worse, so the big question is, will they be able to work things out? EJ doesn't want to let Nicole go. He's, you know, increasingly feeling for her. So it'll be interesting to see if this conversation is just something to honor her 25th anniversary or there's motion in the right direction towards them reconciling. Also on Tuesday, Chloe Lane is back from out of town. Remember, she left because it was very confusing because Stefan supposedly got unbrainwashed. But when he came out of it, he loves Chloe and Gabby. And, you know, Chloe really liked Brady, but then the whole thing was all messed up with what Kristen was doing with her agenda. So it's really messy, and Chloe is back to figure out what's next for her. Also, Brady and Dr. Rolf both think that Stefan came out of the deprogramming messed up. I mean, it's clear because he loves two women, and Brady definitely doesn't want Stefan crushing on Chloe anymore. He wants him just to turn his focus back to Gabby. So Brady and Dr. Rolf talk about maybe what went wrong, maybe what they can do about it. Also on Tuesday, Wendy Shin wants Tripp Dalton to move in with her. Of course, that's complicated because Tripp was crushing on her, but then she was kind of crushing on Johnny, but then Johnny was still kind of hung up on Chanel. And of course, now with Allie and Chanel split, and Allie split the country to go to another continent, she's headed to New Zealand, you know, there's a possibility for everything to unravel and there to be some big couple swaps. So it'll be interesting to see Tripp moving in with her. Midweek, on Wednesday, March 1st is episode 118. And by then, E.J. DeMera has figured out that Stefan has been drugging him. And that's the reason that Stefan said that stuff at the DeMera meeting that made him look really bad. So EJ tells Nicole that he's figured out that Stefan was drugging him. It'll be interesting to see if they figure out that Nicole was a victim of that drugging and that was what was going on with her. But EJ is ready for some revenge. And so he tells Nicole how he's planning on clapping back on Stefan. Meanwhile, Stefan has a revelation, and whatever dawns on him kind of shocks him. So is this about what happened to him in the lab or what's going on with his feelings for the two women? We'll have to wait and see. Meanwhile, there's a new domestic situation happening because Li Shen and his sister Wendy and also Gabby are adjusting to new living situations. So this seems really interesting given that Gabby's upset that Stefan called her Chloe. Meanwhile, she doesn't want her husband because he's super sketchy and it's just very complicated. Also, Joey Johnson feels like that his brother Tripp has one-upped Johnny. He thinks that he's got a leg up over whatever's happening with Johnny because of the situation going on, because it looks like with Chanel single, then Johnny might pursue her, and that opens up Wendy for Gabby. And Joey has been there matchmaking and cheerleading all along. So that'll be interesting to see. Later in the week, on Thursday, March 2nd, it's episode 119. We already saw Allie say her goodbyes and leave, but on Thursday, we're going to see Sonny Kyriakos packing up to go to New Zealand, and he says goodbyes to four people. Those four people are Stephanie Johnson, Chad DeMera, Justin Kyriakos, and Alex Kyriakos. So they're all saying bye-bye. And of course, we know that he'll probably be back. Zach Tinker, though, is working over on Fire Country, so he's on a new TV series as a series regular, so it's not entirely clear if he'll be back in that role, or maybe they could roll it back to Freddie Smith. We'll just have to wait and see. But for now, Allie, Sonny, and Will are gone. It looks like Allie and Will are already gone. And Sonny makes his big exit later in the week. Meanwhile, because Sonny is leaving, and you know, he was at the helm of the family business, Alex seems to think that he's going to get a big promotion. I think he thinks he's going to be sitting in the boss chair. But maybe that's not the way it goes. And, you know, the ultimate decision maker about things that are happening at the family business is Victor. And, of course, John Aniston passed away in real life, but they have not written the character out of the show. So it's unclear how long they're going to keep that going. I mean, realistically, Joseph Mascalo has been gone for a long time, and there's still the whispers that, you know, Stefano might be alive. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle this. But Alex thinks that, oh, score, Sonny's gone. I'm going to get the boss job. We'll see. Also, Sarah Horton gets surprising news. Some people worry and wonder that she might turn up pregnant, having just walked out on Xander. And that would certainly be very complicated. And the reason I think people are wondering about that is because a spoiler for Friday that I'm going to share in just a second. But on Thursday, Sarah gets some news that stuns her. Also on Thursday, Maggie Horton wants to know what's up with Rex Brady getting close to Sarah again. And of course, Sarah was following that piece of advice, you know, the way to get under one man, get over one man is to get under another. And so she basically let Rex know, you know, this is definitely about me being pissed off at Xander because he spent the night with Gwenny. So they had a night together, but she's still heartbroken and it's still complicated because Xander did her wrong. But I mean, let's be frank, Rex was a cheater and who betrayed her a lot. So it's not like he's this great white knight alternative to her. So we'll see. But Maggie is going to grill him about what's going on with him and her daughter. Then as Friday, March 3rd rolls around, Xander is wondering if there's a chance that he can win back Sarah. Well, maybe, but not while he's hanging out with Gwen. And now that he and Gwen blackmailed Jack and Jennifer out of The Spectator and they're working with Leo Stark, that's definitely not the way to win Sarah over because that's her family that he took the newspaper from. Then on Friday, tying back to our Thursday spoiler, where Sarah finds out something that shocks her. On Friday, Rex offers her a solution. And so right now, the working theory is that she might be pregnant and Rex might volunteer to pretend to be the baby daddy. So she's got that complicated history where her child died before, and then Xander did the baby thieving. And so it's all very complicated if she is actually pregnant. So keep an eye out for that. Meanwhile, Maggie shocks Alex Kyriakis. So maybe he thinks he's going to be in the boss chair, and maybe she's speaking on behalf of Victor and tells him no. So we'll just have to wait and see how that works out. Maggie adores Xander, and he has been in the boss chair over there too, but right now he's on the outs with his family, so it's all very complicated. So we'll see how Alex reacts when Maggie shocks him. Also on Friday, as the week closes out, there's two other people leaving Salem, and that's Jack Devereaux and Jennifer Horton. They are also saying goodbye as they prepare to leave town. The newspaper has been blackmailed out of their hands, and they're going to head back east and lick their wounds away from Gwen, because Jack doesn't think of her as his daughter anymore, and they're really angry, and so it's going to be a very bittersweet exit for them. So there's a lot to see and to unpack next week on Days of Our Lives, and we will have more information soon, but for now, watch February 27th through March 3rd and see the ladies get out of their tubes and find out that there's some sort of science project. Watch for Sunny to say goodbye, Jack and Jennifer to say goodbye, and for several surprises to crop up.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.